Howdy, I'm Jeremy Kitchen with a brief preview of what's ahead this week in Texas. The outcry from everyday Texans, activists, and lawmakers continues to build over prohibiting employer vaccine mandates. The recently concluded third special legislative session finished without the legislature having addressed the issue last week. Can Governor Abbott and Republican lawmakers afford to go into a primary election season, having not gotten to a solution to address the growing number of Texans now facing the decision to either get vaccinated or potentially lose their livelihoods? That and more on today's episode. Early Tuesday morning last week, the legislature concluded its business for the third called special legislative session, ultimately with mixed results for Governor Abbott's special session agenda items. At the end of it all, 6 of the 10 items were addressed. Notably, one of them that was not was that of prohibiting employer vaccine mandates. It's important to note here that at the outset of the special session in September, Abbott did not have the issue of employer vaccine mandates on the agenda at all. In fact, he only had one issue related to COVID-19 vaccinations set for lawmakers to consider, and it was over the question of whether state and local governments could in fact mandate vaccinations altogether, and if they could, what exemptions should apply. Over 20 different pieces of legislation were filed on the issue, and none were moving through the legislative process. This prompted Republican activists and lawmakers to take to a press conference asking Abbott to add the issue of specifically prohibiting employer vaccine mandates to the agenda on October 7th, or day 18 of the 30-day session. The next day, the Texas GOP itself penned an open letter to Abbott requesting he address the issue as well, signed by over 50 members of the state Republican Executive Committee. It was not until day 22 that Governor Abbott decided fit to add the issue of prohibiting employer vaccine mandates to his special session agenda. Only then did legislation start moving through the legislative process. House Bill 155 by State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Cyprus, was referred to the House State Affairs Committee on October 12th, and it was scheduled for a public hearing the following day. The bill would have listed the exemptions for COVID-19 vaccination requirements, which included an acquired immunity to COVID-19, a medical condition, and reasons of conscience to further include religious beliefs. After being heard, the bill was left pending to never be voted on. Similarly, in the Senate, State Senator Brian Hughes, a Republican from Mineola, filed Senate Bill 51 on October 12th. It received a public hearing on October 14th. This bill took a different approach than that of Oliverson's and prohibited vaccine status discrimination for both public and private entities. Though the bill passed the Senate State Affairs Committee by a vote of 5 in favor and 3 in opposition on October 14th, it was never considered by the overall Senate. It's worth noting here that one of the biggest lobbying organizations in the state, one that donates a significant amount of money to both Republican and Democrat lawmakers, came out with a statement in opposition to both pieces of legislation. This organization, named Texans for Lawsuit Reform, likely contributed to the halt to the issue not making it across the legislative finish line by the time Tuesday, October 19th, or the forced conclusion of the special session came around. Within hours, an organization known as the Texas Freedom Coalition, joined by lawmakers from both the House and Senate, held a press conference imploring Abbott to call a fourth special legislative session specifically to protect Texans from vaccine mandates. The next day, October 20th, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick publicly requested Abbott call another special session as well, but notably, prohibiting vaccine mandates was not on the list of topics he requested be considered. A short time thereafter, Abbott responded by saying, "There is no need for another special session at this time." Notably, when Abbott added the issue to the recently concluded special session, he also issued an executive order prohibiting employer vaccine mandates, with a minor fine as a penalty, something seemingly that continues to be ignored by employers all across the state. Can Abbott and Republican lawmakers afford to go into a primary election season having not addressed the issue? On Thursday, October 21st, by comparison, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis called a special legislative session for the Florida legislature specifically to ban vaccine mandates. One of Abbott's primary election challengers, former state senator Don Huffines, publicly criticized Abbott on the issue last week. The following day, Friday, October 22nd, the Texas GOP penned yet another open letter to Abbott asking for a fourth special session to address the issue, throwing their support behind a House Bill 168 as filed in the recently concluded special session. This bill, which was filed by newly elected Republican State Representative Brian Harrison out of Waxahachie, would require informed consent of a patient, and if a patient refuses the treatment, no penalties would be exacted upon them. The bill would also allow the state of Texas to sue any company on behalf of an individual who gets penalized for refusing. As of this recording, Abbott nor Republican leadership in the legislature has responded to the growing number of calls for a fourth special session on the issue, leaving many to speculate that they have no interest in taking the issue on at all. Unknown is whether, as pressure continues to grow, whether they can afford to do so going into both the primary and general election cycles, while a growing number of Texans themselves now have to face the choice of getting vaccinated or potentially losing their livelihoods. Expect this issue to only continue to reach a fever pitch over the coming weeks and months. I'm Jeremy Kitchen for Texas Scorecard, and that was your preview for This Week in Texas. For daily updates on Texas politics and the 2022 election cycle, make sure to follow us on social media and visit our website, texasscorecard.com, to be better informed. I'll see y'all next week. Take care.